You're listening to SBS News.
Monday morning's announcement by Senator Richard Di Natale that he was standing down from the leadership of the Australian Greens Party was reportedly a surprise. Senator Di Natale has been party leader since 2015 when he replaced Christine Milne. He says the time is right for him to step into a new phase of his life.
Lots of small things about this job that are sometimes frustrating and annoying, but the bottom line is it's a tough and demanding job. My boys are 9 and 11. I want to be present in their lives. My wife has been a huge support for me in my career. I want to be able to support her in her career.
Senator Di Natale says his decision was made in the best interest of the party.
It has been one of the most difficult decisions of my life, but the time is right. It's right for me and the time's right for the Greens. Rejuvenation and renewal is very important in politics. Our movement is bigger than one person.
Richard Di Natale took over the leadership of the Greens in 2014 and continued the party's fight on environmental and social justice issues. He entered politics after the 2010 election, where he won a Senate seat representing Victoria and spoke of his family's roots, explaining that he was a product of Australia's experiment with multiculturalism.
My mother and her parents left San Marco, a small village in southern Italy, to board a ship for Australia in the late 1950s. They didn't speak any English, but they were armed with something far more important, the hope for a better life.
Support for the Greens has plateaued in recent years, but speaking in the run-up to the last election, Monash University political analyst Dr. Zare Gazarian said that was less to do with Senator Di Natale's leadership and more to do with other factors.
Leading a minor party is very difficult with the resources that they have, limited resources compared to what the major parties have. Di Natale himself has, I think, performed really strongly, but the Greens have just been at sometimes overwhelmed by what's been going on in the major parties.
The 2019 election results saw the Australian Greens receive a primary vote of 10.7% in the House of Representatives, with a federal swing of plus 0.2%. Speaking before that election, Senator Di Natale was vocal in his insistence that the future lay in renewable energy, not fossil fuels, a call which, less than a year later, seems to have struck a chord with many Australians.
The future's with renewable energy. If you haven't got a plan to phase out coal, you've got no plan to tackle climate change. 80% of the coal that we dig up in Australia is burned overseas. Unless we're going to deal with that, no party is serious about dealing with climate change.
Richard Di Natale was re-endorsed as the party's leader after the election, and Adam Bandt and Larissa Waters continued in their roles as the party's deputy leaders. Speaking today, Senator Di Natale says he's proud of supporting and helping negotiate many things during his time in politics.
We took on marriage equality before anyone else wanted to take on that fight. We've now got a national anti-corruption watchdog passing with the support of the Senate. It was the Greens for decades who have been leading the charge on that. I think of the Banking Royal Commission, the Royal Commission into the disability sector, medicinal cannabis, and drug law reform. Things that in this parliament never get discussed, and I've been really proud to be able to take them on.
The Greens party room will vote for a new leadership team on Tuesday. Alan Lee, SBS News.